from Everbank Field in Jacksonville. This is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
And we welcome you inside Everbank Field in the Jaguars Radio Network studios. This is Jaguars.com Live. With Keith Chadwick, with senior editor for Jaguars.com, John Osher. I dressed up today's photo day, John.
I did survive it. Boy, there is no off-season. I thought the last 2 years, because there were coaching changes, were busy. But it just seems like this off-season keeps going and going. So it's going to be a fun month with the draft coming up.
Got a couple more extra weeks this off-season, too.
Yeah, which I don't know if they're needed or not, but we got them.
A busy show today. Here's how you can get involved. At Jaguars, at JP Shadrick, at John Osher. We'll answer some Twitter questions a little bit later. On the show today, Josh Norris of Roto World. Speaking of the draft, we'll talk to him about that. He has a recent mock of a couple of days ago with Watkins to the Jaguars. We'll ask him, quiz him about that, and maybe some scenarios on draft night. Jaguars left tackle Luke Jokel scheduled to join us about 15 after. Right here as well. So a busy show planned. Here are the Jaguars this week. Of course, Jokel will join us in studio. He's made the national rounds this week. I think he was on Sirius XM earlier in the week, and they asked him a lot about Manziel and his other teammates at A&M.
Did they really?
I know it's a shocker. Right?
Well, they're good there. They're good there. They know what questions to ask.
Well, that's number one, of course. The offseason program starts next week, so everybody in the building working out. And then the NFL draft, of course, coming up May 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's coming up as well. You know, it's interesting talking to a lot of these draft analyst folks. Everybody has a different opinion. Even this late into it, there are a lot of differing opinions of where the Jaguars might go here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what people are going to do after the draft when they can't tweet pictures of Johnny Manziel, by the way. I'm not sure what Twitter's going to do. But, I mean, answer to your question, I haven't seen a draft where outside of number one, where people are starting to think it's Clowney, but they still don't even know. I haven't seen one where there's such a disagreement and a lack of a gut feeling on teams in the top 2, 3, 4, 5. And looking at some mocks for the mock draft tracker we do on Jaguars.com, I think there were 11 fairly prominent national guys who did drafts. And I think the most votes anybody got was 3. I think that was Khalil Mack of Buffalo got 3, but it was 3, 2, 2, 2, 2. So you just get a feeling that, you know, a lot of these guys look at each other's drafts and they sort of get a feel, and then they talk to some guys. There's no real consensus, even at number one. And then you've got the Rams, who I think most people think are going to try to trade and could. So, you know, you just don't get any kind of a feeling that anybody has, you know, sort of a consensus on the top, you know, even 3.
Let's talk to one of the experts. We'll go to the phone lines and join NFL draft writer for Roto World. Josh Norris is our guest today. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing very well, guys. How are you?
Doing great. And thanks for your time today, and we appreciate it. I know you do a series of mock drafts, and you had one a couple of days ago with Watkins to the Jaguars, right? Why Watkins to the Jags?
Well, I think he's one of the explosive players in this class, and I think you could have made an argument in previous years for Greg Robinson, Sammy Watkins, Khalil Mack, Jake Matthews, and obviously Jadeveon Clowney as a top prospect, as a possible number one overall pick in previous years. With Sammy Watkins, this is someone who you kind of have to extrapolate his game, because 55% of his catches were screen passes this year, but you see him win in the intermediate levels with explosiveness. You see him win vertically, not only with speed, but with going up and getting at the catch point. He's someone that is so good, a playmaker with the ball in his hand. I think he can really help any offense, despite being somewhat limited by Clemson's scheme last year.
Josh, when you're doing a mock draft, you know, I've done enough of them, and there's usually a couple of guys at each spot, especially high, that you sort of consider for each team. You chose Watkins, but who else were you sort of wrestling with when you looked at the Jets?
Yeah, you know, I think at 3, it would have either been between Khalil Mack or Sammy Watkins. And since I had the Falcons trading up for one of the top 2 edge rushers and Khalil Mack, since I had Clowney going number 1, to me it made sense for Sammy Watkins to go to 3. But if Khalil Mack is there at 3, I think that it's going to be a heated debate. Probably not during that time, but obviously that would have been settled beforehand. But Mack is someone who can also offer very explosive movements, but on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, he's someone that can add a tremendous amount of versatility to a defense, make a multiple front. And I think versatility is kind of overused, a term that's overused, because for a lot of people it seems like anyone who lines up in a variety of spots is deemed versatile. But to me, unless you win from those multiple spots, it's just losing from a multiple alignment. Mac is someone that can play strong side linebacker role, the line of scrimmage, can work out in space if you need him to, can even play a down defensive end set if you need him to in sub-package situations. His hand use is excellent, does not mind putting his opponent off balance and working through them or even around them with great speed.
Does the small school quote-unquote things scare you at all, or is he above that?
No, yeah, not really. The reason he landed at a small school is because, at least I think, he's only played 1 year of high school football before landing at Buffalo. I think his performance against Ohio State to start the season really squashed any of those. Now, his performance against Baylor wasn't outstanding, not like the Ohio State game. But no, I don't get caught up in that. It's more just projecting and traits translating.
Josh Norris is with us from Roto World. This is Jaguars.com Live. Luke Jokel coming up shortly, live in studio. Glad you're with us today. Hey, Josh, take us through a scenario on draft night. Texans certainly have the number one pick and a very important decision there. Rams at two. What are some ways that could go? If, you know, say Houston goes quarterback, what happens two and three? If they go defensive line, what happens two and three?
Yeah, I mean, if Houston goes quarterback at one, I think that really just changes everything. And it's amazing that that can happen at the number one overall pick. But I would be shocked if someone does not trade up for Clowney at number two. Now, do the Rams take Clowney at number two? Who knows? Here's the thing with Clowney. A lot of people seem to be frustrated or argue against him lining up with a team that runs a quote-unquote 3-4, or an odd man front, specifically with the Texans. Now, looking back to 2012, with Romeo Crennel as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, I believe Pro Football Focus charted Tamba Ali dropping at only 8.6% of the snaps that year. So he's just a designated rusher, and Clowney can do the same thing. It doesn't really matter to me if he's an odd man front or an even man front. And to answer your question, I would be surprised if Clowney, if he does get past number one, than if he gets past number two if a team does not trade up for him.
Josh Norris is with us from Roto World. Give yourself a plug. Where can we find you? What's next on your agenda in the next few days here?
It's just at Josh Norris. Obviously, rotoworld.com. There's the NFL draft section. Evan Silva and I have been going through every team with draft outlooks and draft previews. And I'll be on Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports Network on Thursday and Friday nights as well.
Give him a follow at Josh Norris on Twitter. Josh Norris from Roto World joining us on Jaguars.com Live. We appreciate it. We'll hope to talk to you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you very much.
Josh Norris,
thank you.
With us. Hey, let's talk tickets. Jaguars season ticket renewal deadline coming up April 25th. The countdown is on to the final season tickets renewal date. Lock in those seats for 2014. You'll lose them after April 25th. Check the inbox in your email linking your personalized online brochure to call your account manager. Call 633-2000. You know, the first Jags 365 event was the other week. It was the movie night for draft day, and it was a huge success. Don't miss out on those benefits all year long. Renew today. Fantastic schedule, of course, at home this year. Pittsburgh, the Giants, the Dolphins, the Browns, the Colts, the Texans and the Titans. Of course, that Dallas game is at Wembley Stadium, so get those season tickets now, and if you do, you'll get to see this man in action. Luke Jokel is with us, the Jaguars left tackle, joining us on Jaguars.com Live. Thanks for waiting a little bit. We appreciate it, man. How are you?
Doing well. There's no problem at all.
First off, how's the ankle? How's the leg? What's the latest on your recovery here? What's up?
I'm feeling great. Trying to get back, still working on strength and all that, but everything's stable, everything's healed up, and every single day I'm feeling better, so that's most important.
And not to put you on the spot, but you're convinced you'll be there for training camp. Is that sort of your timetable? There's not much hard known between then. You want to get back before then, though.
Yeah, I want to be back tomorrow, but it's going to be a slow process. We got a great training staff, and they're taking it slow with me. We're in no rush. We're not playing a game in 2 weeks. So, they're trying to be smart with me. And I like that, but also, you know, I'm a competitor and I want to get out there and I want to play with the guys and, you know, be a better football player. And, you know, so it's going to be us fighting against each other, you know, me trying to get in and them trying to hold me back, but everything's going to be great.
Luke Jokel is with us on Jaguars.com Live. Glad you're with us today. Of course, some new faces on the offensive line. You got a new partner at left guard now in Zane Beatles. How much have you interacted with Zane so far, and how do you think that's going to work out?
Yeah, you know, we've gotten to know each other these past few days this week, and he's a great guy. You know, he seems like a really smart guy. I've heard from other guys that have played with him that he's an extremely smart guy, extremely smart offensive lineman, and, you know, that's exciting to know. You know, I'm still a young player and everything. You know, I think of myself as being a pretty smart guy, but having a seasoned vet next to me and, you know, knowing and playing at a very high level like he's played is going to be a huge help for me, and I'm excited to work with him.
And it's hard to force that, right? I mean, you just have to get to know somebody before a chemistry forms, and it's especially so on the offensive line, right?
Yeah, definitely. Everything on the offensive line is just about how well five guys gel together. And, you know, when you have five guys working with each other and getting, you know, a ton of reps, that's what the great offensive lines are, is guys playing game after game with each other and, you know, really working together with communication and just, you know, at some point, you know, we get to the point where we don't even have to communicate. We just know what each other are doing. So that's most important.
Now, Luke, this is a social media-driven show. And I know you're not a Twitter guy. You're still fighting it, right?
We got to fix that.
Yeah, you know, I'm staying away from all that. My opinion's not that important, so I just stay away from all that kind of stuff.
Your followers would explode if you got on, but that's fine. And we have a social media question from Twitter. Question for Luke from, I'm having trouble reading it, Christoph Capello. How are you feeling about this season and starting the season in your preferred position of left tackle? How important is that to you, and are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, being at right tackle for the first four games last year was definitely a rough transition. You know, coming into the NFL and, you know, the talent, you know, I saw those first four games was, you know, hard enough, and, you know, pick up a new position that I've never played, it was definitely made it a little bit more challenging. But, you know, coming into this year and, you know, knowing that I'm going to be at left tackle is just definitely makes everything a little bit more comfortable. And I've been able to work on just left tackle sets for, you know, this whole off season and until we start. So, you know, I'm excited about being over on that left side.
I know you've dealt with it. You've talked about this before, and you're always good when we ask you questions. But you had one quarter at your natural position, and you had to be so excited and so ready for that, and all of a sudden have it taken away from it. Was that tough to deal with after it happened last year? Was there any struggle at all with that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was extremely excited about, you know, playing, you know, being back over at the left mm-hmm. side, and, you know, I felt good in those 14 plays, but, you know, it was tough. You know, I felt like, you know, I was feeling comfortable there. I was a much better player over there. And also, they had trust in me to move me over to left and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, to let down Dave, let down the team, and all that kind of stuff was definitely another tough thing about it.
Jaguars.com Live. Luke Jokel live in studio with us at JP Shadrick, at John Osier. I can't say his because he doesn't have one on Twitter. Another online question from at Jamie Fuentes. And I don't know if you're too keen about talking about your former teammates at A&M, but everyone wants to talk about prospects. This is one of those questions. Would you take Manziel or Matthews with the third overall pick if you had to make the decision? GM Luke Jokel. That's a tough question.
Yeah, I'm not going to make the choice there. I'm just going to say both those guys are great players. They're both good friends. You know, me and Jake are, you know, got really close through college, and also me and Johnny. And, you know, it matters what you're looking for. Jake's a great player. They're both great players. And, you know, they'll both be, you know, great in the NFL because they both come out there. They work hard. They know how to play football, and they compete every single day.
It's one of those – it's pretty amazing that A&M could have three guys possibly go in the top 10 this year, right? With Evans, too.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about. And, you know, we got to – you know, Coach Mike Sherman was the guy that brought all of us in, and, you know, he did a great job recruiting. And, you know, we all had big dreams and all that when we showed up to A&M, and, you know, for all of us to live out that dream and all that kind of stuff is just you know, a true blessing. I'm sure all those guys will say the same thing.
Kind of a two-part question. When you're out, how many people ask you, what's Johnny like? And what's Johnny like? People are going to ask that, and we've got to ask you that.
Yeah, you know, I get asked a lot about that. You know, he's a great guy. The thing I tell everyone is that I've never known anyone that competes harder than he does. He goes out there and, you know, in college on Saturdays, you know, he'd show up and he'd, you know, do whatever he can to compete. And there was just a, he was able to always flip that switch. And, you know, a lot of, you know, all a lot of great players have that, but he's had something that I've never seen before, and the amount of confidence he's had. And, you know, he's one of those guys that can also, you know, communicate and, you know, get along with anyone in the locker room. And that's another great trait for him.
Sort of a technical question I get asked a lot. For you, is it harder, easier, trickier to block with his style? Because he runs, you don't know where he is all the time. Is there an adjustment, or how do you deal with that?
There definitely was an adjustment. I can't really say if it's harder or easier.
Right.
You know, it's just you got to block for whatever kind of quarterback you have. That's our job. So, you know, that first game in camp and in spring ball, he's non-contact, so he's not scrambling around. He's usually standing in the pocket throwing the ball. And that first game last year, or the year before last, against Florida, when he started just catching the snap and taking off, it was definitely an eye-opener. And we definitely had to adjust the way to block for the way he plays. And, you know, we figured that out, and it took us a few games. But, you know, it worked for him in college, and I think it will work for him still.
No offense to Chad Henne, but I don't think he's been running around like that, right? Yeah, that's for sure. Luke Jokel is with us on Jaguars.com Live. Let's go back to social media, change the tune a little bit. Edward Myers, NFL, asking, who's your favorite NFL team growing up? You were in the Dallas area, right?
Yeah, I grew up a Cowboys fan, for sure. You know, my dad was a big fan of the early, mid-90s Cowboys and all that kind of stuff. So I grew up a big Cowboys fan. I actually grew up in Arlington, Texas, where the new stadium is at, mm-hmm. and been lucky enough to play there in high school once and then a few times in college. But, that doesn't really matter anymore.
Let's stick with social media. This is about food. Skylar Chambers on Facebook asking, what's your favorite meal when you aren't on a meal plan?
Oh, man. Probably I'd have to pick some good old Texas barbecue ribs. I'm a ribs barbecue guy, so, you know, you get some ribs, some fried okra when you're trying to cheat a little bit, and, some potato salad, all that kind of stuff. There's a great place in Arlington that I would like to go to also.
Luke, we're winding down a little bit, but you know, the official program starts next week, I guess. The 21st guys start rolling in. You've been here throughout, of course, rehabbing the leg and such. What are you going to be limited in next week? Can you do the same things you've been doing so far, or how does that work for you moving forward?
Yeah, you know, meeting with the doctor next week, hopefully it'll be cleared and all that kind of stuff. And working with the guys, working with the group, there'll be certain things that I will be limited on and all that kind of stuff. You know, they're still going to be smart with me and all that. I plan on going full go and feeling good, and that's the mindset I'm taking right now, and then I'll let them restrict me from that.
I have one more sort of draft-oriented question. Every prospect you talk to during the draft says, I don't look at mocks, I don't read the internet. A year removed, did you? I mean, is it tough these 3 weeks for a guy in Johnny or Jake or whatever not to hear it, not to hear the buzz?
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, all you hear about is that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you really do try to do a great job of not reading into all of it. It's tough to stay away from it all, but you just got to keep training. You just got to keep focusing on you. And, I think all those guys are doing that. And, went and saw Jake and talked to Johnny the other day and all that kind of stuff. And they're all just focused on, you know, they're excited about getting onto a team and getting started again.
Luke, we appreciate your time. Good luck to you, and thanks for coming on today, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Luke Jokel, left tackle for your Jacksonville Jaguars, joining us on Jaguars.com Live. He likes ribs. It's a shocker. Not really. Let's talk about the draft party coming up. Yes, the NFL draft starts May 8th, and we'll ask where you will be when the Jags make their selection on draft night. You'll be right here. Hopefully join the Jags for the 20th annual Bud Light Draft Party presented by PRI Productions Thursday, May 8th, 6 to 10 p.m. Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley, right after they make the pick, will appear. Admission is free. Fans must register for a ticket for the event, though. So you have to go online, jaguars.com/draft party, and get registered. That'll be in the cabanas, not the new ones. The ones in the south end that are there with the big field south of the stadium in the complex inside gate one. That'll be where that is on draft night.
Just once, I want to be able to go to the draft party, JJ.
We're always working. We'll be live on .com.
Yeah, I guess we'll have our own little party afterward. How about that, you and me?
I think we've done that before, right?
Yes, we have.
I think we've done
we
that a few times. This is Jaguars.com Live. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, at Jaguars, and at our names as well on Twitter. Luke Jokel coming along nicely, seems like.
Yeah, and it's obviously a big offseason for him. When you're coming back from an injury, you're usually brought along slowly in the offseason, so it's often hard if a guy's had an injury the year before to figure out exactly when they're coming back. This is not the time to rush. You want to make sure the guy is absolutely fully healthy. But he also knows this offseason for a rookie going into the second year is a very important offseason. You want to be on the field. You can learn a lot in film. But this is the offseason where you really get a chance to experience the entire NFL process of preparing. So the young guys want to be there for that. I have no doubt he'll be as involved as he can. And it's a big offseason for any rookie going into that second year.
Health seems to be there. You know, he's been able to work from the waist up, at least. So, you know, just physically, you know, in shape, of course. Let's go back to Josh Norris from Roto-World. Joined us right before Luke came on. It's just so flexible, those mock drafts. It's interesting to hear a writer's take on how they make that selection, though.
Well,
I guess. I haven't asked you.
You get my take.
Well,
no,
I haven't asked you.
No, it's and I thought it was interesting what he said, that a mock draft comes out, and there's one name there. But usually you've got two or three different guys who you're kind of picking there. And then whatever you pick there obviously affects everything else. So, as he said, if Khalil Mack had been there in his mock, then all of a sudden he's got a much tougher decision to make it three for the Jaguars. And I think that's what you're starting to get is most of the analysts. And keep in mind, Dave Caldwell may have a completely different take than any of the analysts. But most of the analysts kind of think Clowney's going to go first, and then it might come down to Mack or Watkins. Those are sort of the guys that you see there. They sort of assume there won't be a lineman taken there because of the kid who was just in here. So that's sort of where the consensus is starting to lie with Mack or Watkins. We won't know for some time whether that's Dave's consensus or not.
J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. Let's go to Twitter. This is an interesting question. Let's see. He was going to ask, this is strange, Jeremy Hankins asking, if you and Jake Matthews both wrestled a bear, who would pin it first? There's some weird Twitter questions, but that's interesting.
Yeah, I got nothing. No,
I got nothing on that one.
Yeah, I got nothing for the, my bear responses are limited at best.
Interesting. This is, let's talk Nocatee Rally this weekend coming up. Jaguars are out in the community. Of course, they were in Green Crow Springs and at One Spark over the weekend at the Clay County Fair as well, but coming up this weekend, this Saturday, the Jaguars headed to the Nocatee Farmers Market, join the Jags rally from 10 to 2, autographs from alumni players, a Q&A session with Tony Boselli, no telling what he'll say, performances by The Roar as well. That's Saturday at 10 at the Nocatee Farmers Market, and I'm sure Tony will be in full throat by then.
When is he not in full throat?
That's
kind of his
great
MO,
question,
right?
Too. There's no doubt about that. Okay, so next week, off-season program begins. Weightlifting, the whole program can kind of get underway. Not necessarily on the field yet, right? Let's explain how that works, this off-season process.
Well, they start off in the weight room. You can start meeting with guys, and then they actually get into the off-season. I'm not looking at the schedule right now, but the interesting thing about this off-season is that the OTAs sort of have to be compressed a little bit because of the draft. They will still get the same number of on-field days for the rookies. You'll still get the same amount that you would have. Last year, it was spread out over, I believe, 5 or 6 weeks. I may be wrong on that. But whatever it was is going to be compressed by a couple of weeks because of the draft. And I get a lot of questions concerned about, is this going to hurt the rookies being prepared for next season, the fact that the draft is 2 weeks later? It has to a little bit because you've got a little less time in the playbook. But in terms of on-field, in terms of meetings, in terms of the time that the coaches will have contact with those guys, there'll be just as many opportunities. It just won't be as spread out. It won't be as calm, maybe, getting all that information in. But they'll get it in.
In terms of our coverage next week, we'll have an Inside the Jaguars driven by Tom Bush BMW on Monday, the 21st. We will be live on this show next week, next Wednesday at noon, from the weight room. Yes, Thomas Linsky has opened the doors for us. We'll be in there live from the weight room. Special guests will join us, some players as well. Hope you'll join us for that, too. Jaguars Thursday on 1010XL. That comes up tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Brian Sexton, Tony Baselli, Jeff Loggeman. That's Jaguars Thursday on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. And if you haven't seen it yet, Carson Tinker, Jags long snapper, has a new book out, Faith in the Midst of a Storm, A Season to Remember, about the 2011 year in Tuscaloosa. He talks about the tornado, mm-hmm. the recovery effort in Tuscaloosa. The team rallied as well.
If you haven't read that story, that's...
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It really is. And that's in stores now. John, well done as always.
You too, JJ.
Great to see you on photo day.
I'll put my tie on a little later for you. How about that?
Good enough. Great. For John Osier, JP Shadrick, our thanks to Josh Norris and to Luke Jokel, and thanks to you for watching Jaguars.com Live. We'll be right back.